RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums and
Baines. Hey, Harold Finch posted the a certain section of a song in the library just a few seconds ago. And okay, while I don't necessarily agree with the entire song, I just want to play this part of it because I think it's apt for today.
All right.
Here it comes.
You, I won't do what you tell me.
This is a good one.
It's coming.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
You want to know what irony is? All these bands are requiring vaccines to get into their concerts. I know. That's irony. You want to talk about where all the rebels went? Disgusting. I can't. Yesterday,
is Rage still in concert anywhere?
They were going to have a very big 2020 tour that got canceled because of the pandemic lockdowns and all that stuff. They're going to try to throw their hat into the ring to destroy Donald Trump. That wasn't going to happen. But
we can repurpose them. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's repurposing themselves. All of the old rebels are now now pushing for the worst form of government ever.
Look what happened to Eminem.
What? Recently?
No, just like, you know, he was like
in general. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's makes you wonder. Puppets on the string.
Yeah, for sure.
But
so obviously the topic of the show today, I think entirely, if we don't veer, will be what happened yesterday with Joe Biden. Like, there is literally zero authority for him to do what he did yesterday. And we've talked about corporate fascism quite a bit on the show. And that's precisely what he's doing. But he's trying to use OSHA, an unelected bunch of government bureaucrats, to do it. And besides that, he's, you know, requiring federal employees to get this shot without any chance of any declination whatsoever. And the only positive thing that could come of it is if the people are smart, we'll have a 50% reduction in the federal workforce.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is also akin to a coup. Because if you do get that reduction in the workforce, you're saying first thing you're doing is you're getting rid of everybody who's completely non-compliant in government. So and it's not like government is going, oh, well, our workforce has been reduced by 50%. We better shut some doors. No, they're going to fill it with more doting assholes that don't have jobs right now and are loyal to the regime and to this way of thinking, this worldview. So
enough of them.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it does not take smarts to work for government. It does not take smarts. We definitely have warm bodies in this country. That's for sure. And that's all you need.
Let's stay on this for a second. What do you think okay. So first of all, the Postal Service is exempt.
Yeah. What do you think the play is there? I mean, obviously this is unpopular, 100%. But what's the play there with the Postal Service in particular? Is it because their union is so strong?
Well, Wendy was sending some stuff yesterday. I'm almost afraid to talk about it because I don't know if she's writing on it or not. But she said there is a section inside of the U.S. Postal Service that it's controlled by presidential appointees, the postmaster and the postmaster general. As a government agency, it has many special privileges, including sovereign immunity, eminent domain, powers to negotiate postal treaties with foreign nations, and an exclusive legal right to deliver the mail. Now, I don't know necessarily where she's going with this. And she said the unions, the optics of it, and the fact that the postal union has stepped out and said, no, we're not doing this. And, you know, I have to find really quickly. There was a video that I want to play by a police chief in L.A. who I sent it to my friends because they were in fire and I have it here, who yesterday, before any of this was out, spoke out. And it's a little long, but let me hear.
My name is Christian Bernucci. I'm a captain with the Los Angeles City Fire Department. I'm a 31-year veteran with this agency. And I'm more than likely going to catch total grief from my administration from this. But I am done being silent on this matter. And so are many of our members. And this is regarding the vaccine mandate by the city of Los Angeles for all city employees. We saw this tyranny coming. We saw it coming across the Pacific. And a week and a half ago, it landed in Honolulu with the Honolulu Fire Department. And we watched a passionate plea from Captain Pelikai, literally in tears, being forced to resign because he chose not to take the vaccine. Forced to leave the department after faithfully serving it for years. Then it landed on our coast. It hit San Francisco. It hit San Francisco fire, and we heard the stories up there.
Come on, dude.
Our union representation stood by idly and played a wait and see and sat on their hands. Well, now it's here in Los Angeles, and the mandate has come down from the mayor and the city council that we, all city employees, including first responders, shall take the vaccine. If we do not take the vaccine, we have to be subjected to testing twice a week.
This is the other thing no one's talking about, real quick. The testing mandate.
Yeah.
No, nobody's really paying attention to that because they're like, oh, whatever, we'll just test. But you're being forced to stick this thing up your damn nose twice a week. Twice a week.
And now you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean,
now they were just conditioning you for having the thing up your nose, and oh, we'll pay for it. But now we're beyond that little worm, and you have to keep. You don't want to take the Eucharist. You don't want to receive the Eucharist and all of its boosters, all of its Eucharistic boosters. Then you're going to have to start paying for your own weekly tests. And guess what? They're over $100 a pop.
Yeah, I mean, we had this conversation just, what, last week about the school districts and how they have testing equipment and they're forcing their employees to pay for it anyway.
Yep.
As like a deterrent, like, oh, if you're not going to do it. So
they're also losing their COVID days if they miss out because they're sick or something like that. I guess that's not the same as a sick day.
No.
You can't, I don't
know. Not if you're sick with COVID.
A COVID day and a sick day, it's, I don't.
We're starting to see fines and the like as well from companies.
If you don't want to get your vaccine, well, then you're going to have to pay a fine.
I got a story coming out today from a brave whistleblower about this. Here.
Is that termination? Again, I'm a 31-year veteran of this department. I have literally bled for this department.
What?
I used to love coming to work. I respected the administration of this department at one point. I even respected our union leadership. And now they are lockstep with total tyranny. I want you to be clear on this. I want everyone to be clear on this. This is not about politics. This is not about left or right. This is not about red versus blue. This is not about Republican versus Democrat. This isn't even about vaccinated versus unvaccinated. This is tyranny. This is about freedom of choice. The department said that we can seek medical exemptions if we so choose, and we can. That is a pie in the sky. We can even try and seek some kind of religious exemption, but they know that they have end runs around those. The vaccinations will come. And then after that, it will be a booster, and another booster, and another booster. And when will this end? When will this tyranny stop? I'll tell you where it's going to stop. It's going to stop right here, right now. And I'm putting my administration and my union on blast. You had the opportunity to get in front of this, and you didn't. We want to give you the opportunity to do the right thing and represent the membership. You'd think that the union that's there fighting for the little guy would jump in front of this, and this would have all kinds of handles on it for you to grab and run this in for a touchdown. But no, you signed up to play politics with this. And you have half this department. You have a split right down the middle. And this is what tyrants want. They want to split down the middle. They want to divide and conquer. I am so hopping mad right now, you have no idea. My head could pop. Again, we want to give our union the opportunity to step in front of this and do the right thing. But know this. There is a large group of us in the hundreds. And we have an attorney on retainer. And he is a shark. We'll give you the opportunity to stand up and take the fiery arrows from the adversary of tyranny and step in front of this and fight for us. But if you don't, our plan B, a large group, and it is growing by the day, we have him on retainer. And we will seek legal counsel and we will take the fight to you, the city of Los Angeles.
He's pissed. I mean, you should see his face. He's pissed. And what happens if they don't win? Are they all going to quit? Probably.
So. I don't know. I had a really upsetting night last night. The nature of my band has changed. It's become a little bit more of a casual arrangement. And before that, and it's for a number of reasons, Anthony is thinking of taking up a couple of really great opportunities, which is awesome. But then I just started talking to my bassist and my guitarist about, hey, well, listen, let's just keep making music and we'll send tracks to Anthony. He'll put some vocals down every once in a while. And I just want to have music in my life. But along the way, we were talking about everybody's desire to at least play out on the town somewhere, to be on a stage somewhere. And I realized how unreachable one member of my band is, and how I guess maybe just flippant about the whole thing. And he took the vaccine and he just went off to a concert in Washington, Dave Matthews Band. Once again, you can't walk into this thing unless you show your papers. And I pretty much said, well, that's the whole of this sticking thing. I'm not getting this injection. I'm not getting it. So maybe there's some place around here that will turn a blind eye or whatever the hell. But I would love to go on back on a stage too. I'm a musician. And just, no, it's not going to happen. There's nowhere around here. That's just it. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not taking it. It's just, well, and then of course it got down to almost like, well, this is just the way of the world. And I'm like, well, I'm getting upset even just thinking about it, where I can't even put my thoughts together to hear that. It's just the way of the world. It's just the way it is. Like, are you fucking kidding me? This is really that's really how you see this. Is it? And then I got this line. Well, listen, I understand the whole thing about, you know, freedoms and stuff like that. And
here we go.
Freedoms and stuff like that. He says, but you know what? The dinosaurs probably wish that they are still alive. So whatever. I was like, what?
Seriously?
Wow. And it was so upsetting because not only did last night I have to accept that this band that my brother and I started in 2005, and we always had, you know, dreams about what we can do with it and where it could go, and always tailoring our expectations and things like that. And especially when 2020 came around, that was a big blow for anybody in a musical project. And so it was one thing to see that become more of a casual arrangement and not really a band. And then it was another thing to be reminded that my playing days, especially on the stage in at least my home state, is over. And that really live music is mainly dominated now by these bio security state lunatics and Stockholm syndrome. I'm still very, very sad. I almost feel like I went through a breakup again last night. And to hear what came out of some of their mouths was just really upsetting. How all of this was just so, you know, you have the police officer and the fireman out there who know what's going on. They're not going to take it. And then you remember about so many other people who don't look any deeper into this and think so shallow and so short-sighted. And the people who are selling them this shit are the most, they've been playing the long game for hundreds of years. Just don't get it. So there's a whole other side to that. So I like seeing the vigor. And I know that this address yesterday has, in general, failed fantastically already with passing the sniff test for a lot of people. And once again, I challenge every person who's ever gotten the vaccine out there for one reason or another, who was apolitical about their decision. It is up to you to call out this lunacy as well. Okay, you cannot allow people around you to continue to be painted as this troublesome minority that needs to be dealt with, that needs to be combated. These are the words he was using about us today. Their patience are wearing thin with us. And you have to stand up. If you're just going to cling to anything, cling to what you know about the fucking shot that you put in your ass. Just know if you took it, it keeps you out of the hospital. Isn't that good enough? And he's talking about those you stragglers, you're making it hard for all of us. And what about the breakthrough cases for the vaccinated? How do you know when somebody that has been vaccinated gets a breakthrough case from a vaccinated or unvaccinated person?
You don't.
Because you don't know it, because you're still giving and getting it if you've been shot up. You don't know. And what does it matter at that point? It doesn't. So I just hope that every person who took this shot apolitically can see that what was tried yesterday, what is being attempted, is such an inhumane beginning of what will eventually be a physical roundup and murder of many people. Because he's knocking at that door now. There's no more. The carrots are becoming stick now.
Well, if there are 21 states at this point who have said that there will be no complying with this, that they are not going to impose medical intervention on citizens of their states by edict, the way he is attempting to do, you know, that OSHA has literally no regulatory authority whatsoever to police this, that he just can't do this. And so it's not going to be something that just goes into effect and everyone shrugs their shoulders and like, oh, all right, it's just not happening. You know, as pessimistic as you want to be about what he's trying, I think it would be a freaking wonderful happening if finally these little smiling little pricks, these Jen Psaki's, you know, little smirks, as she talks about, you know, medicating the entire world with some experimental drug, are put back in their place. Because, again, I keep saying this, they're trying to vaccinate their way out of a huge mistake they made. The only way for them to be able to cover that mistake up at this point is to have everybody in this country vaccinated.
Yep.
If they don't get everybody vaccinated, then everybody will know in short order. It's not going to take a very long time. It's already, you know, happening everywhere. That they're absolutely useless, harmful, disgusting, horrible injections. If everybody is vaccinated, they lose their control group. There is no more control group.
Yeah, and again, I mean, Israel. Look at this, the nation of Israel. That it is the most. It is the at the same time it is the most vaccinated and the most infected.
Yeah, and they're also France today just banned Israelis from coming into France.
They're not the first one.
I think so.
What is Sweden or didn't they do that a couple of days before?
I don't know. But I mean, there's a letter too that just came out from the American Board of Family Medicine. Here, hold on. The joint statement from the American Board of Family Medicine, American Board of Internal Medicine, and American Board of Pediatrics on dissemination of misinformation by board certified physicians about COVID-19. The Federation of State Medical Boards, which supports its member state medical licensing boards, has recently issued a statement saying that providing misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccine contradicts physicians' ethical and professional responsibilities and therefore may subject a physician to disciplinary actions, including suspension or revocation of their medical license. What does that even mean? Expertise matters, and board-certified physicians have demonstrated that they have stayed current in their field. Spreading misinformation or falsehoods to the public during the time of a public health emergency goes against everything our boards and our community of board-certified physicians stand for. The evidence that we have safe, effective, and widely available vaccines against COVID is overwhelming. We are particularly concerned about physicians who use their authority to denigrate vaccination at a time when vaccines continue to demonstrate excellent effectiveness against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. I mean, how do you even say this with a straight face?
Don't know.
So I have a couple of things that I queued up last night as positive sorts of things.
Cool.
Again, TikTok allowing all this to flourish. Here we go.
Well, what do you know? It only gets worse.
What I clicked on.
Beware.
Grandpa Joe's going to come out shortly and announce these new mandates for the vaccine. Here's where we're at. 100 employees or more for any company.
This isn't it. That's not what I wanted. It's gone.
It is?
It's gone. Yeah, the video that I had yesterday was taken down. Damn it.
Like?
I don't know. The person took it down who made it. It was a nurse. Here's another one.
Yeah. I'm finally off work. Another long ass shift, but that is the norm for anyone that wears scrubs for the last year and a half. It's been really bad on me nurses. It's been awful on everybody. Checking my phone and my heart's a little broke. More fellow nurses hugging it today. They quit. It's not because they don't love their jobs, not because they're not good at it. But this whole my body, my choice crap really only applies to a certain. You know what? I'm gonna stop. And I'm gonna leave that alone. I ain't even gonna go there. Goosebumps talking about it. Lord, we were your heroes last year. The hell are we this year? Nothing. Expendable. You don't need us. I've never seen a mass exodus of nurses like this ever. And nobody wants to talk about it.
We talk about it all the time, Missy.
Mass exodus. I wish that somebody, quick. I know that the great thing about this is when we're discussing the purges on YouTube or Twitter and all that stuff are saying they really have cornered themselves. They've cornered themselves, the new world that we live in technologically, and that we need to find a way to build a parallel society quickly. Well, there have already been a very, very fast number of websites, streaming services, billing services, payment processors, things that have popped up to give people options to keep people on their feet. It's still really hard to reach new people because if you're not able to market to new audiences, then you're just, I mean, they want everybody in their little echo chamber. But the one thing that we need so much quicker than anything else, and I guess social media and freedom of the media ties into this, is that all these nurses and doctors have got to start opening up clinics all over the place. But yep. they're going to be doing battle with state governments. It's not enough to say, okay, well, all New Yorkers who need care, you can drive down to this clinic in Tennessee. There's some people who just can't leave New York. But they know what they're up against here. We need help all over the place. How the hell are you going to be able to do that?
I agree. And, you know, it's funny. I got an email from Torba this morning from Gab, and I shared it on my Telegram. It says, I spent all of August working all hours of the day to help fight back against the medical tyranny going on around the world while also fighting off the slings and arrows of the globalist American empire, who wasn't too happy about it. And then he said, which I didn't even know existed, that there is a no-vax job board group on Gab.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The job board is for sharing job openings that do not require employees to inject themselves with an experimental substance or violate their bodily autonomy and religious beliefs in order to retain employment. There is also a board for job seekers to share their resumes, skills, and story. At Gab, we don't require our employees to be vaccinated. In fact, we don't pry into any of the personal health choices of our team because, frankly, it's none of our business. So I didn't even know that existed. I did not get that email. But that's exactly what we need going on all around the country. And Wendy is starting a group locally that's doing sort of the same thing. as well. And there is this parallel economy, parallel system being built right now. Yeah, it's getting thrown together haphazardly. But we've been talking about this for months. This will happen. It will happen. And despite what everybody thinks right now, this administration or whatever it is, this takeover of our country, of our government, is not going to be around forever. And this is not going to stand. I'm telling you, they don't even have a date for it, Frank. They put this together and threw it out there so haphazardly. They don't have a date for it. OSHA hasn't written the rules yet. It's just a thing on a website that he went out and spoke about barely last night.
It says a lot there, too, that they're letting this punching bag of an old bastard go out there and do this via executive order and not through the congressional majority that they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
To even try. I mean, it doesn't matter. This would be an illegal act of Congress anyway, but it just goes to show that they're willing to do anything. And they feel like they have they're playing with house money with this complete joke of a washed up man in the White House that they can work through.
The craziest thing is that we said this so many times in the beginning when the inauguration happened, that when Donald Trump was elected, the left went around talking about how he was going to be a complete authoritarian. He was going to stone gays in the street. He was going to toss them illegals out of the country. He was going to, you know, he was a racist. He was going to target black people. Joe Biden is doing everything that the left said that Trump was going to do and more in such a wildly inappropriate fashion. Like, here's another one I got here.
Yeah, I mean, it's from everything.
Hold on. Go ahead.
What?
No, I have another video. But you started talking, so I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. The other day in the Dark to Light extravaganza room, everybody was saying how whenever I accidentally interrupt you, you say, go ahead, like a New Yorker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I figure let's just keep the train rolling.
God. Here we go.
I've never done this before on TikTok. Usually I'm like the funny video, whatever kind of person. I don't really post much. But I wanted to talk about something that is really hitting home and means a lot to me. And that is the COVID vaccine mandate. I am a healthcare worker in California, and it is being mandated that I get the COVID vaccine or I lose my job. I'm the same healthcare worker that has worked the last 17 months in the emergency department on the front lines without a vaccine, wearing just my N95. And I've had the same one for almost a year due to PPE shortages, and that was perfectly acceptable. But now it's mandated that if I don't get this vaccine, I lose my job. And before you say that I shouldn't be a healthcare worker if I don't believe in science, I 150% believe in science, but the science isn't there in this one. There's too many red flags. The first one is that if you're vaccinated, why do you have to wear a mask? Because the vaccine works, right? And if the masks work,
why
do you need to be vaccinated? I've worked a long time in the ER wearing a mask, and I haven't gotten COVID from work. It's just how it is. Another issue is that any situation in which the government requires you to have a card to move freely around your own country should alarm you. Period. No matter what side that you're on. Democrat, Republican, vaccinated, unvaccinated. That's a problem. You're creating a segregation and a discrimination, and you're turning people against each other. It's not okay. At the end of the day, I stand to lose my job, and that just is what it is. I will stand up for what I believe in, and like somebody said earlier today in an article, group message that I read, at the end of the day, when my kids look at me, I need them to know that I fought for their freedoms. I stood up and took the hit so that they hopefully don't have to. We were on the front lines the last over a year and a half, or almost a year and a half. And now we're on the front lines of fighting this mandate.
So there's another one. And they're all over. I just picked some of the good ones. Oh, I got something funny here. This one's funny. Do you want to hear a funny thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just got home, and in front of me, there was a car that had a bumper sticker that said, "Pray for Biden, Psalms 109:8." So let me get my Bible real quick. Hold on. Okay. You flip to Psalms. Okay. Psalms 109:8. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership.
I guess they don't know. Well, maybe they do.
That was the psalm that was, she was the bumper sticker directed people to pray for Biden.
Days be few. Yeah. I think it's limited one way or another.
Oh, goodness. And DeSantis, DeSantis has been on fire. Did you see what he said yesterday? This was before the mandates came out.
The $5,000 fine?
No.
What?
Here.
And at the end of the day, my philosophy is, as governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom. That is not what I'm here for. I mean, we have a good business climate. We have everything. But this idea that businesses can just do whatever they want and invade your privacy and doing all that, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm signing up for protecting your freedom and making sure we have a society in Florida where people can make the best decisions for themselves and for their families. And that's what we're doing by protecting against these mandates and making sure that that's done based on what people believe is best for them and their families, but not something that's imposed either by government or in some respects, in some instances, by very, very powerful private entities.
I wish I could clone him.
Yeah, well, shore up your defenses down there, Florida.
Well, keep him around. Mick Master said something great yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I guess he doesn't have to play a role anymore, at least for now.
Governor McMaster.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
So you're talking about HR.
He said, rest assured, we will fight them to the gates of hell to protect the liberty and livelihood of every South Carolinian.
Well, that sounds great.
Yes. You're done, Frank.
No, that sounds great. That's it. Gates of hell. I mean, that's what we're, it's not, you don't have to go that far.
No, we're pretty much there, aren't we? So,
that's what I just said. It's good to know what we're up against and what it's going to take.
Oh, goodness.
It reminds me of that scene in the, in what, in The Untouchables?
Which
between,
one?
It was The Untouchables, right? Kevin Costner and
I don't know. I never saw
Sean
it.
Sean Connery.
Never saw it.
Hold on a second. This may be a little bit too incendiary, but hold on. Let me see here. Let me see. Okay, yeah. This is when Jimmy Malone, played by Sean Connery, explains to Elliot Ness, played by Kevin Costner, what he must be prepared to do if he really wants to get Al Capone. Okay? It's 34-second clip. I just found it. Hold on. Yes, it's The Untouchables, 1987. Hold on. Where the hell is my... Let's see here. Real speakers. Speakers. Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
You really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do? Everything within the law. And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
It's like Eric Holder.
Yeah. It's what are you willing to do? Fight to the gates of hell? Good. We're gonna have to go there.
Did you see what would happen yesterday to Larry Elder?
Yes, and only a liberal, can put on a white, purple haired woman liberal can put on a monkey mask and attack a black man. on the campaign trail and not have this be
escape complete scrutiny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was also shot at with a pellet gun, by the way.
Well, he's not a real black guy. He's a conservative. So
he is a black white supremacist like Clayton Bigsby.
Yes.
Like Clayton Bigsby. And so I really do foresee ridiculous challenges to all of this. And I encourage everybody to stand up and stand firm against this and not kowtow and cower to it, because honestly, like, mass noncompliance is really just the way to go. I found another video of a clinic giving vaccinations to people in their shirts.
What do you mean? In their shirts?
Yeah, just their shirts were vaccinated.
What does that mean?
Wink and a nod.
Their shirts?
I.e., okay, you've been vaccinated. Here's your card. I discharged this syringe into your shirt.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe they can discharge something on me and I can play a gig in New York again.
Right? I mean, you know, what's going to happen? First of all, let's just think about, let's pretend in some ominous, hellish world, this actually went through. Any company that has their brain in their head is, and let's say they're 400 employees, they're going to diversify and make subsidiaries out of their company to be 99 employees each. Just like they did to get around the healthcare mandate. They fired and put people part-time. Remember?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to face... First of all, who's gonna enforce this crap? Who at OSHA is going to walk around and find companies for... And how are they going to know? Like, the whole thing is just ass backwards.
Oh, who? I don't know. Give the job to somebody like Ruby Freeman. She'll do it with a smile on her face. I mean, there's plenty. There's plenty of people.
They don't have enough people to go around to every single company in the United States of America with more than 99 employees and ensure compliance with their vaccination policy.
Oh, it's true. I know. And as Rand Paul says, you can't arrest us all.
Yeah.
You can't arrest us all. And that's what everybody needs to be willing to do.
I think when it comes to this, I think people are. I really do. People are pretty damn serious about this.
But okay, so let's say we get this is the thing that I guess we have to just cross that bridge when we come to it. But you can't negotiate with this kind of crazy. And of course, the people behind this kind of crazy are behind the entire thing. What they have done is committed crimes against humanity every step of the way. So the real question is that once you push past this, if we are able to push back against this phase of complete bioterrorism lunacy, where nobody can do anything anymore, they can't enjoy their lives unless they ask somebody permission, and permission comes with the price of your genetics being intact or not. With all that going on, what happens if we do push back on them? I mean, there needs to be a higher accountability for all this stuff. It's not like, okay, well, nobody wanted our mandates, and now all of a sudden we're the minority party in Congress again and this and that. No, this is not about winning majorities and minorities. There are, once again, crimes are being committed along the way, and they are very serious crimes. Everybody's, oh, well, Dr. Fauci, we have more definitive evidence. He committed perjury. They could, every time that they launch one of their phony hearings, perjury is committed. Every time. We're still waiting for an ethics committee to ring up a Dianne Feinstein. You know, this is what I'm talking about. Like, okay, we keep playing this tap dance with everybody. This is not a political tug of war going on. There are real crimes. A country is being destroyed.
I know. Somebody needs to prosecute them. But that's the problem. That's the one thing that we have. Yes, there is no accountability or justice for these people at all. There's justice for the minions and the deplorables. Which isn't even real justice. It's political prosecution or persecution. Did you read any of the comments, Frank, on this on Twitter at all? Because someone sent me one and I was reading. And all the left is like, there are already vaccine mandates. If you want to put your kids in school, they have to have the polio vaccine. They have to have the vaccine for hepatitis. And I'm like, are you people freaking morons? Like, this... I don't get it. I just don't get what they don't understand about. I do. They don't know anything.
They don't understand anything.
They know nothing about the shot. No, they don't care. They know nothing about the shot at all.
As long as they have the same opinion as Jimmy Kimmel, and as long as those opinions lock up, then they will be they're fine. They know they're on the right side. They will repeat anything. They do not think about logical inconsistencies. It doesn't cross their mind. And the more higher the IQ on that side of the aisle, the more they will take their academic pedigree and the hype that they have built up around themselves, especially if they're in doctors, and they will take whatever you're saying, as logical as it is, and run it through the filter of their mind and make it their own. And you're never going to get an inch with them, never, until their handlers allow them to consider something new. Just like, for a time being, the origin story. They allowed people to consider the origin story of the Wuhan lab and everything else like that. And a new investigation was launched. Everybody thought that that was doing something for a couple of weeks. The investigation quietly came back, like the UFO investigation, as inconclusive, and nobody even cares anymore. They know how to massage these stupid, retarded zombies in and out of a conflict or a controversy. They know how to do it. We're not sharing this country with complete people. There are pieces, substantial pieces, missing in every last one of them.
I agreed. You mentioned Jimmy Kimmel.
We had a relaxing Labor Day. It was not a fun Labor Day weekend, COVID-wise. The number of new cases is up more than 300% from a year ago. Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. And that choice doesn't seem so tough to make. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you.
Having a heart. See, this is the thing. It's bad enough to say, okay, vaccinated person, did you come down with COVID? Unvaccinated person, did you come down with COVID? Oh, okay, well, I guess we're going to go with the vaccinated person. But for him to say, if you haven't gotten a vaccine for a flu, then we're going to consider prioritizing your heart attack? Something completely, they're just talking about general medical attention. They're not even talking about things that are related to the flu.
Yeah, here.
The guy who gobbled horse goo, rest in peace, Wheezy.
Rest in peace, Wheezy.
I want to strangle him. I mean, what do you want me to say?
What a dick.
I want to strangle him.
Citizen Free Press has it up. Jimmy Kimmel is a garbage human. These people are sick. And we always knew it, Frank. That's the thing. It's not like we're surprised. I'm not surprised about any of it, but it's like to see them just not like, where is their soul? Their soul is fucking, excuse my French. I can't. 44 minutes. They are soulless, completely soulless.
Yeah. Yeah. So there we are. It's angering. It's good to see. I mean, good to see that there's a lot of people who are willing to do whatever. But remember, we're up against a lot. It's not just Joe Biden and his sycophantic governors and all the people behind him. It's a lot of people, just a lot of Americans or former Americans that are just living, breathing pieces of mystery meat now. That's just really what it is. So there's a lot to be upset about, inspired by, and it's a mix. And that's the whole point.
Just stay strong out there and don't allow the control group to disappear. That's all I'm saying, because that is going to be what exposes these devilish, evil, sinful pricks for what they are at the end of the day.
And not only that, but remember, for everybody who's like afraid of losing their jobs, I really do believe that the people who are doing this stuff, they have something so much more devastating on the way.
What?
Just never forget the COVID thing. I said this yesterday on my show, on the 7 o'clock show. The COVID thing is the shallow end of the pool of what they have announced that this is all about. Just last week alone, we had again Justin Trudeau and Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group and World Economic Forum again say what they have been saying since summer of 2020. The COVID model needs to be used to address climate change, the economy, and to usher in the fourth industrial revolution, which includes the transhumanist remake of the human biological system. That is all very, they published four books on the fourth industrial revolution. They talked about it very openly. The whole New World Order thing is real. It's here. And COVID is the shallow end of the pool. So if you think, oh man, I'm being forced to decide between my job and the shot. Well, listen, you might choose your job right now, but there's nothing saying that job is going to be around over the next year to 2 years anyway. They have to destroy the entire world economy, shift it into something else. They've been talking about cyber pandemics, which will be far more deadly across the board, across all demographics, than COVID ever was. I mean, there's so much more coming. I know that a job is everything, but your health is more. Just consider that. That this is only just the beginning of what they have said they are going to be doing. It's not even speculation. They've been saying it over and over again. This is just the start.
Well, isn't that meme, all we have to do is stand up and their little game is over?
Yeah. Yeah, but every time you stand up, they hit you in the knees with a baseball bat.
I guess we all just give up then, huh?
No.
What do we do? Like, you're talking about all this stuff and basically shitting all over everything that I say. That's positive.
You have to keep the mentality there. But remember, it is a confusing, dark time, because I don't know. You're going to have to live your life outside of this fake reality on the internet, which is where they're managing all this stuff.
Buy seeds.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Buy seeds
and really get close with your friends and family.
Yeah, make your little community. Get in with like little communes. Get in good with your neighbors. If they've got chickens, borrow some eggs and send them over something that you've got. Barter. Become self-sufficient.
And Tracy, me and Rob were talking about it last night, about how confusing it actually is. To say, okay, well, we got to stand up. We have to do some. We have to resist. We need to refuse. We refuse, but at the same time, it's almost like counterintuitive to acknowledge what we are up against and how big it is. Because you need to be able to acknowledge it. You can't hold it in. You can't hold all that darkness in, that despair in. But it is good to understand really what we're going against. Another thing there too is. One of the greatest ways of refusing and resisting and showing your presence and standing in defiance against something you know is wrong is to, in a traditional American sense, protest. But look at what they have done to people, to protesting. Do you think that anybody is going to show up to a protest that in some kind of a significant one, especially anywhere near Washington, D.C.,
well, look what they're doing to- Yeah, look what they're doing to the 18th. There's a protest on the 18th in D.C. And
you don't think everybody in the back of their head is going to think, are we about to get Agent Provocateur like the 6th again?
Well, they're sending messages around saying, don't go to this. It's just a big setup. And like, maybe it is and maybe it is. I know nothing about this event at all. Nothing. But like, who is going to, I mean, how do you know? Like, you that's exactly right.
How do you know? And then at the same time, what does that mean? You just never leave the house again. You yep. never have your presence felt again. So what it's, I'm not trying to be contradictory just to be a contrarian and to beat you down. I'm just, this is a real conundrum for us all. How do we exert our flex, our power, because we have a lot of it.
With our wallets. There,
yeah, that's definitely huge.
I mean, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to leave our houses for that.
No.
No,
but we need to leave our houses.
Well, I mean,
we do.
I'm just saying, like, we don't have to travel to D.C. to protest with our wallets.
Right.
There is a story floating around that's anecdotal. I don't know that if it's real or not. About what happened when they did vaccine mandates in Moscow. All right, I can't find the anecdotal story floating around, but it has to be somewhat true because I see reporting over here. They instituted a vaccine passport for restaurants and dining. And what ended up happening, as per this story, is that the unvaccinated and the vaccinated both stood together and said, you know what? This is BS. We're not going into any of these restaurants anymore that require vaccination. So they stopped going. They stopped going to the barbershops. They stopped going to the restaurants. They stopped going to the diners. They stopped going to any establishment who did require a vaccine passport for service. And they, you know, what ended up happening was there were no more government programs to keep these businesses afloat financially. So the businesses started rebelling against the government, saying your mandate is causing people to not come in here and the entire economy is shutting down because of it. And they protested against the government, the business owners, not the people. And then they were forced to reverse it. And here's an article from July 16th. Moscow erases requiring proof of COVID vaccine to eat inside at restaurants after backlash. On Friday, Moscow authorities rescinded a mandate that restaurants can only allow entry to customers who can prove they're fully vaccinated, recently tested negative, or recently recovered from the virus. The government received significant backlash from the order, especially from struggling restaurant owners, who implored officials in the Russian capital to cancel it. It had been in effect since late June and will end on Monday. The mandate had said that restaurant customers had to obtain a QR code from a government website, which would show their health status when scanned. The loosened restrictions coincide with surging COVID-19 case numbers in Russia and a high record for daily infections on Friday. But restaurants still in recovery from the initial toll of the pandemic were struggling to stay afloat under the order. So it worked. So you're seeing this happen in New York City, Frank. I don't know if you've seen the guy who's running around asking all the shop owners to put the signs for noncompliance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just going to take everybody to put their foot down for once already and stop rolling over. I mean, people all over the world have been in the streets en masse by the tens of thousands for weeks over this. And we're sitting here listening to whiny liberals on Twitter bitch about how there are vaccine mandates for measles. You guys are idiots. Mandate everything, and otherwise you die in the hospital. Screw you. You don't get medical care for anything.
These are the people that were that in. I remember in the 90s. These are the same people who were considered tree huggers, and it was conservatives mainly that were like, oh, those are the California tree hugger old hippie types that believe in. You know, essential oils and not vaccinated.
We didn't try to ban their freaking essential oils or their children from school.
Yeah, well, it's unbelievable that this is liberalism now. Mandate everything.
It's authoritarianism.
Bend over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, bend over. That's it.
So everybody just grow some, you know, grow yourself a little bit of spiritual courage today, which is very difficult in the face of some absolutely overwhelming obstacles, or at least what seem like obstacles right now, right? But we are the many. I know that this gets me banned from all kinds of payment apps and, you know, whatever, but it's true. We don't have to listen to them, especially not if we do it all together, and especially not if we use the one thing that they depend on us for, which is capital. Either political capital or spiritual capital or financial capital. And also, fear is the biggest detriment to your freaking immune system. So stop being scared. Try and do some mindfulness and, you know, just shift your perspective. Get outside, take a walk, be grateful for your family and what you do have, and spend a good amount of time every day in gratefulness and in gratitude. And let's try and raise the muck collectively here just a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Okay. So next week, Frank, next week is pretty normal for me, I believe, show wise. But the week after that, I don't know.
Why? Where are you going?
I'm moving.
Oh, that's right. It's moving day.
Slow clap. Yes. So it's going to be crazy that whole week. I don't know what's going to happen yet. Maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
It's a good bridge to cross.
Yes. I don't think that I will be able to do a show Wednesday for sure. I'm not sure about Monday because my move-in day is Tuesday. Maybe I could do Wednesday. We'll see how it goes. We'll play it by ear. How does that sound?
Yeah, yeah, that sounds great.
Very good. Well, you have been listening to the Dark Delay podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums in the comfort of my own home and nowhere else ever again.
Beans. You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and RadioInfluence.com. Oh, yeah, and everybody's telling us we should say how we can get support for our individual ventures. You can go to uncoverdc.com/support for Uncover DC. And Frank, how can people support you if they wish to?
Well, there's a support page on quitefrankly.tv that you can go check out what's going on there. That's very kind of everybody. Thank you.
Yes, and it's in the show notes. So if you want to support us and keep us going, we appreciate it. We will see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
This week on Crush Performance, it's episode number 4 of our Science of Sweetness series, brought to you by the Brix Glycemic Impact Research and Science Institute. This week, we review some of the hardcore science showing how the food you eat impacts your brain, and we answer some very important questions from you, our audience, on the foods you're eating, why they may be bad for you, and most importantly, we discuss how you can fix some of the foods you eat as we begin to teach you how to properly code your foods. It's Food Fixing 101 on this week's episode of Crush Performance.
Crush Performance with Jeff Crochelle can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.